Practice Test 3. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between two people who are opening a business. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
I'm just having a look at this plan of our new business premises. There are quite a lot of decisions we need to make about the cafe.
I know. We can discuss it now if you like. I haven't got anything urgent to deal with.
Okay. First of all, I think we should decide which of these 3 rooms at the back is going to be the kitchen and which will be the office.
Surely we need quite a lot of space for the preparation of food. I know it's only a cafe we're opening and not a restaurant, but we'll be serving a wide variety of snacks as well as drinks.
So, this larger space here will be the kitchen.
Yes.
The larger space at the back will be the kitchen. So, the word kitchen has been written as the answer. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
I'm just having a look at this plan of our new business premises. There are quite a lot of decisions we need to make about the cafe.
I know. We can discuss it now if you like. I haven't got anything urgent to deal with.
Okay. First of all, I think we should decide which of these 3 rooms at the back is going to be the kitchen and which will be the office.
Surely we need quite a lot of space for the preparation of food. I know it's only a cafe we're opening and not a restaurant, but we'll be serving a wide variety of snacks as well as drinks.
So, this larger space here will be the kitchen.
Yes.
Now, there are 2 smaller areas next to the kitchen. Which of them should be our office?
I'd say the one in the corner would be more appropriate for the office, don't you think?
Yes. And I was thinking about this other room in between. I think it should be for the staff to use. They need somewhere to sit and relax during their breaks.
That's a good idea. Shall we have a long display case along this wall with all the cakes in it so customers can choose what they want?
That's a good idea. Even if someone just nips in for a cup of coffee, they could easily be tempted into ordering something sweet as well.
Especially the people sitting at the tables nearest to it.
Oh, talking of tables, how many are we going to have outside?
Well, we haven't got that much space, but we could fit 4 tables for 4 on one side of the main entrance and 2 tables for 2 on the other side, where there's less room.
Great. We need to think about the decor too. We could hang some paintings on the walls, like we were saying the other day.
The landscapes by local artists, you mean? Yes, we'll definitely do that. What about somewhere where people can hang their coats when they come in?
That's a good idea. There is space here opposite the main entrance, next to where we're going to hang pictures.
Yes, that will do fine.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
We have to start finalising the menu as well.
I was thinking about that earlier. It occurred to me that something else warm for lunch, like jacket potatoes, could be popular.
That's not a bad idea. We'd have most of the fillings, but don't they take a long time to cook?
That's true. We do want to produce meals within a short space of time, but they are simple and well-liked.
Well, let's come back to that later.
I still believe that we shouldn't commit ourselves to full English breakfasts, although I remember you thought they were a good idea.
Actually, I do see your point. Smaller breakfasts will be far easier to manage, so we can serve more customers.
Fine. Now we should have a variety of dishes that appeal to kids.
Well, hot dogs, burgers and chips are a central part of any cafe.
Of course, and will be no different, although we will offer some healthy alternatives like salad and sandwiches.
Fine, but what about offering some baguettes? They'd have the same fillings as sandwiches. They just look nicer and are more filling.
I think sandwiches are more convenient, but let me ask around and see how popular baguettes would be before we decide, OK?
Sure. We'll talk about it again in a few days.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.